B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, we're Beasley Media Group Station.
97.5 The Fanatics Trust the Contest, 5K a day, free money giveaway.
Presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN.
All right, this hour's keyword is deal, D-E-A-L, deal. On the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting DEAL to 45911 by 11:15 a.m. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You want $1,000. Everyone that enters on our app or our website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword DEAL on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com, or by texting DEAL to 45911 by 11:15 a.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code QB500. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Drew and Concha Hocken. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Anthony, I want to get us back to your opening soliloquy because it was beautiful about nostalgia. I associate you with Thanksgiving after being to your show a few times in that Reading Terminal Market. It's a beautiful event.
Thanks,
Don't
brother.
Please. I guess bottom line, I kind of would get to a little Eagles nostalgia. There have been some discussions and rumors out there about Deuce Staley and, you know, Hines Ward and Brian Dawkins. I know these are some names from the past, but to me, all three of those guys have heart.
Yep.
And I would love to see these guys be a part of the Eagles coaching staff and stepping it up, because those guys, they are flat out winners.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, Brian Dawkins, I mean, without a doubt, Drew, he means so much. He was terrific. When I'm talking about the nostalgic piece of it, though, in 2017, when they finally win it, like when I think back to the greatest memories, and I had a great time in Jacksonville. I was with that team, and I wrote a book about that experience. But 2017 usurps it, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of like reset everything.
Yes.
Here in Philadelphia.
Exactly. It's like the, you know, BS, like,
I'm
right?
Room for
before
Reed
the Super Bowl,
and,
yeah.
You know, and just like forget Donovan and, hey, look, I used to, you know,
right,
do some crazy stuff, but whatever. That was 20 years ago.
Yep. Yeah. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
But no, can you answer my question? Is like Hines Ward, is he coming to town here?
I have no idea what they're going to do with their offense coordinator.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I hope so.
I wanted. I want Jim Caldwell to be their offense coordinator.
Yeah, he's probably the best choice.
I think Jim Caldwell, who was in Indianapolis with Peyton, who took over the play calling duties when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, Flacco beats Kaepernick. But he's a sharp guy, and I think he's a guy that Doug can lean on. And I think Doug needs a guy that can lean on more than a young dude.
And that probably answers all the questions about Carson. You know, just is Carson, is he a great one? Is he not, you know, put in the guy that's worked with a great one like Peyton. And as much as I love Deuce, you know, maybe not put Carson in the hands.
I mean, it's hard to talk, and Drew, good stuff, brother. It's hard to talk about Deuce as a candidate in that I don't know. I don't know what he's about. I like the idea of Deuce. Like, I'm a fan of Deuce Staley, right? I like Deuce Staley. Always liked him. I don't know what he is as a play designer, a play caller, or, you know, again, or how he helps. I don't know. I hope, you know, Doug knows, right? Doug works hand in hand with these guys. I don't know. Like, I can't tell you it's philosophies and, you know, certain guys you can look at that have an imprint on an offense. You know, I think he's had a really good imprint on the running game. I'm pretty sure he's a smart dude and understands football. He's probably creative and go, but I don't know intimately what kind of candidate he is. I mean, that's Doug. Dude, Doug works with him every day. I got to defer to Doug when it comes to any internal candidate for the job. I just go look from afar and I go, I think Doug needs a bigger, a more established veteran guy to lean on. And that's why I keep coming back to Jim Caldwell. So, I don't know. And I've heard conflicting reports that, A, he is, one, I heard that he was ill. And two, I heard that, a conflicting one, that he wants to get back into coaching. I don't know. We've actually tried to reach out to Jim on a couple occasions because I want to know right off the bat, like, what's your deal? Like, are you in? Otherwise, because I'll push you because I think he deserves to be a candidate. I think he's a smart guy. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Ain't?
Hey, Will.
I just wanted to start off by saying love the show, buddy. Love listening to you talk about sports, Philly sports.
Thanks, bro.
I totally agree with you on the whole, you know, once you win the big one, this, you know, what could have been talk is just garbage to me. When I think about the early 2000 Eagles, you know, for most of my childhood, my old man had season tickets, so we watched a lot of bad Eagles teams together. And now when I think about it, I just think about the time, like how much relevant, you know, good Eagles football we got to see, not what could have been, you know.
Yes, yes.
If T.O. would have stayed around.
Like, right.
We already learned it. It was glorious, you know what I mean? You know, I got to watch.
That's a great point that you bring up. Really is, Will, because I think the same thing. I look back on those Andy years, I go, we had a lot of good memories, like, a lot of fun, a lot of good football. I mean, obviously didn't win it, but it was a lot of good football.
Even to this day, you know, going into an Eagles season, I tell my old man, I just want to see one playoff game. I want to see competitive, relevant football. You know, for years we watched, you know, stinky teams play, and, you know, for 10 years we got to see relevant, you know,
yeah,
you know, division-winning football. To me, that's matters from those years. What happened with T.O. and Donovan is irrelevant.
Yes.
I mean, but, you know, love the show, buddy. You know,
thanks, Will. Oh, anytime, brother. Appreciate it, man. Good stuff. T. Will on the text board sends over a picture of Gritty throwing the pie in a girl's face. A little much.
Roughhousing.
I'm not a Gritty devotee, right? I can't give you the ins and outs of the Gritty and his personality. But he seems a little bit of a ruffian.
Well, he is. And when I was at the game...
Well, you know that part of it, but he seems a little even overboard, yeah, ruffian.
When I was at the game the other night, he dove onto a set of fans sitting in the seats. Like, dove onto them without, like, a heads up or anything.
I mean, so that's part of the character,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
So here's what it seems to me, knowing this is who he, part of the character, is that he was in character. The guy did not have malicious intent to hurt the 13-year-old boy. He was doing what Gritty does. It was overboard, and the Flyers could have mitigated the whole thing by giving the kid, again, if this is what Chris says, and I take him at his word, you bring him a game, you give him a stick, you give him a jersey, hey, make him feel good, and it's done. It's not, it doesn't go to TMZ. Unless there's no such thing as bad publicity, and you go, well, it's not a bad idea to have radio on TMZ. Cuz Radio, Tunis, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
FanDuel Sportsbook, it's in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. They can't legally say the name of the football game coming up, but let's just say it's an enormous game. You know what it is. You might be able to say that game is superb. FanDuel can't legally say the name, but you can legally bet on the game as long as you're in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. And to make the big game even bigger, FanDuel Sportsbook is letting all new users place their first bet risk-free. So you can place any bet and get up to $500 back in site credit. And if you don't win, use your risk-free bet on any big game bet you want, like spreads or money lines. And of course, FanDuel's got a great selection of big game props, Obviously, there's the Patrick Mahomes, whether or not he wins MVP. There's the coin toss, the color of the gator. You can bet on all of that stuff on FanDuel Sportsbook. To claim your risk-free bet, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code FANATIC. That's promo code FANATIC, F-A-N-A-T-I-C, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or PA. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Travis, what do we got? Poll of the day. What do we have?
It is on our Twitter account, at 975 Middays. The question, it goes off the nostalgia theme. When it comes to Philadelphia sports, you are happiest when you are thinking slash talking about, and the following answers, there are three. The past, the present, and the near realistic future. Because you can't say just near future and they sign James Harden.
Right.
You know,
right.
Realistic future. So right now, the leading vote getter is the near realistic future at 43% of the vote. The past, pretty close at 30%, and the present at 27%.
You know, that's a great poll. Actually, a great poll. It's brought to you by...
Thank you.
Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. You can keep your wife warm this winter. Cairns can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system if you need one. Visit MarvinEcairns.com today. It's a great poll because, listen, there's a much larger conversation that transcends sports about living life in the now. We as human beings are predisposed to not live in the now. We are to, and I know I'm always about looking ahead. There are times I love to look back and remember and some beautiful, amazing memories. But looking forward, like, oh, I can't wait till this hits, or I can't wait till that comes through, or we're going to do this, or we're going to go on vacation, and, you know, the whole thing. So, but there is a belief about living in the moment, living now and making the most of the moment in which you live. Because obviously the present is not promised and the past has already happened. You can't do anything about it. So the present is your best option. You know, when you look at sports, there's some great moments that we've had recently. You know, the Phillies run was a great run. Now you're getting some time in between now, 10 years since that run. Eagles is recent because of the Super Bowl. The Flyers and Sixers are all about the future, the near future. And if I were to answer that, I would put the near future. If I want to answer it honestly, that's what excites me most of all. I think the Flyers are going to be a lot of fun for a while. I think the gritty aside, I think the Sixers, you know how I feel about the Sixers. And I, you know, as much as we put so much on one game in the middle of a regular season this year, they're still the Sixers are still a team of the present and the near future. I'm excited for Joe Girardi. I still think they're a little ways away.
Right. When you're talking about the individual teams, your most happiest thing about the past for the Phillies, right, 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago when they won the World Series.
Yes, past Phillies, near future Flyers, near future Sixers, recent past Eagles.
Recent past, yeah, because a lot of people are responding, I voted past, and it's because of 2017. which obviously makes sense because they won the Super Bowl.
But, I mean, that said, the Eagles are rare in that you got recent past, and you also have near future because of Wentz.
Right.
Like, I can't tell you the four games that Wentz plays leading up to the playoffs, that how much that heartened us. That we haven't even talked enough about that. That's another topic for another day. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, Kyle?
Good, good.
Got me out here working. I'm going to stop for a minute to talk to you.
Listen, nice.
I'm kind of concerned about the game yesterday because Brett Brown was getting to me a little bit. Cortland was hot during that game in the first quarter. He takes him out after he hit a jumper. You know, he was scoring. He was hitting. Takes him out and brings in Shake Milton. He does things, man, that confuse me as a coach. I'm not saying I'm a coach, but I didn't look at enough coaches in my lifetime.
Right.
He does things in his patterns. And when was...
So what bothers you most? I have to tell you, I didn't see up until the second... I got home right around the start of the second half. Little Ant had a recital. He was playing...
In the first quarter, but listen to this. In the first quarter, they shot 52%.
Mm-hmm.
And from the second to the end of the game, it was like 29%. Where was Ben playing the center at?
Okay, well, a couple things. One, what happens when Jay Rich goes down?
That, to me, the points, Jay...
No.
Let me just ask a question.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question. Do you think Jay Rich would have had 20, 21 points?
Yes.
Okay, so Court Miles gave you 27. I mean 17. No, excuse me, 17. So he gave you something. He gave you something.
Yeah, but forget about the pure stat of it, the points part of it. It has to do with the defense. When Toronto packs it in, and you're watching, you know, they just packed in the zone the whole game.
That's when you need Court. You need want somebody out there to shoot.
My point is that's where you need Jay Rich.
Yeah, but we didn't have Jay Rich, and he...
Well, that's my point, is that you don't have Jay Rich. That hurts. So now all of a sudden it changes the whole rotation, right?
Okay.
Now you got to figure out...
You got to go to Shake. If you don't go Shake, you shouldn't have went to Shake all that time. You should have went Trey Burke.
Well, Shake is more of a... Shake is more of a shooter.
I don't know about that.
Trey Burke... Listen, I like Trey Burke a lot, but Trey Burke is the Neto piece. You should go Trey Burke over Neto. You want to argue that? I agree with you.
Yeah, okay.
Like but that's where I would go Trey Burke over Neto, and I would go... I think you got to go Shake at that point.
Okay, yeah, that many minutes. Okay, all right, if you
Where are you going to get...
It was 22 minutes. He gave 22
where
minutes.
Hold on, time out. You got to replace Jay Rich's minutes.
Annis.
He can't shoot.
Where's Annis?
You got to get somebody who can shoot.
I ain't no Shake to shoot either.
No, but Shake is more... but you got to check... You got to... To me, I think you're way hypocritical.
You got to see what you got
with Shake. Like,
okay.
There's a point here. Like, you got minutes. You're without Richardson. You got to give him a shot. That's where you got to give him a chance.
All right. I'm going to get to the nostalgia thing.
Sure.
I'm the type of person, I like nostalgia. I like that talk about what could have happened.
Yes.
Because we should have won Super Bowls. See, McNabb would have been a lot better with T.O. He'd be in the Hall of Fame. But that didn't mix. It didn't work out. So we just looked like, if he would have stayed 2-3 more seasons, we probably would have had 2 Super Bowls. That's the nostalgia piece to me. I mean, it's like, and I blame that whole thing on Banner. I blame more on Banner than anybody else, than T.O., than McNabb.
I don't know. I mean, yes, I agree with you.
I won a championship back then, too.
Listen, I agree with you that when looking back, and I agree with you 100%, that Joe Banner should have stepped in And it shouldn't have been all, like, McNabb's just dumb for not backing his player. Because when you don't back your player, what happens is half the team, and I will tell you, I was very close to that team, half the team couldn't stand five. Now, most of the team, most of that, those guys were on the defense, and they didn't care for five. They sided with T.O. They felt like five wasn't a pass to Salt guy. So right. He should have came out and just said, yeah, give that man his money. Just to say it. Just to show. Just to say. But ultimately, it's not his responsibility. His responsibility is on Joe Banner. I agree. And Andy. Like, Andy's got to go to Joe. Like, I don't care what you did with the contract. He outperformed it. Get, you know, make it work. Massage it.
All right. So do you think he would have been a Hall of Famer?
No.
If he would have had T.O.
No.
For three more years. No, nope. You still don't think so.
I don't think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I don't think he's good enough.
No, I'm saying if he was.
I don't think
T.O.
I don't think he's good enough to be a Hall of Fame quarterback with T.O.
You're rough, man.
I'm not being rough. If I say he's a good quarterback and I don't think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, how am I being rough?
Because
I don't think he's a good enough guy.
In the Sal's take. If he would have had T.O. for three, four more seasons.
I know what you're saying.
I don't think he's good enough.
He wasn't good enough at running an offense.
Just throw it up to T.O. and let him catch it.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, guys, that was 10 games, remember? And then, you know, he gets hurt, right?
Right.
You know, teams are going to adjust.
They won those playoff games without T.O. You remember that, right?
Yeah, they played.
Get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they played Atlanta, which had nothing, and it was freezing cold, and Michael Vick won the game, and they played at that bad Minnesota team.
Right.
I mean, you know. Okay. I mean, listen, I don't know what to say. Like, other than I think he was a real good quarterback, but that's it.
But I'm there with that. He's not a great quarterback.
I think you have to be a great quarterback to be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So
the receivers suck, man.
I agree, but he had an offensive line. I agree with you. He had a guy like Brian Westbrook who was, like, we forget. Brian Westbrook was one of the, and thanks, Aaron. I got to run, man. We went way too long. Brian Westbrook, I can't tell you how great of a player he was. Like, that gets lost in the receiver part of it. Like, I agree. I'm with you. B. West, we want to look back. One of my favorite all-time players. Forget the fact he's on the station. I loved watching that dude play football. I loved watching him run. I think the biggest of all criminal decisions by Andy not running the ball enough with Westbrook. Now, I don't understand why, but I thought B. West was sturdy enough to handle a big workload. I thought he was every bit Marshall Faulk. I mean, my man could run a pattern like a great route runner. He was a great player. Forget about the Donovan. You know, just focus him on the Westbrook piece, man. You want me to look back? I mean, that guy single-handedly in 08, he was the man. He would do. You relied on him for every run the ball, catch the ball out of the backfield, split him out.
Special teams, punt returns.
I mean, that dude was a great player. If I had to say the most underrated Eagle that I in my lifetime, it's Brian Westbrook. And that has nothing to do with him being on the stage. It doesn't matter. I give you someone that knew that team inside and out, all those Eagles teams, without a doubt, the most underrated player in my book, B. West. Dave in Baltimore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, man? You know I call up here all the time, man. I love you, man.
Hey, Dave. What's up, buddy?
But man, I'm gonna tell you, you hurt me with this one, man. With the McNabb talk, man. Let me say a few things first.
Sure.
This is not the first time I heard people say McNabb wasn't great. It is the first time I heard somebody say he wasn't close to the Hall of Famer, though. My thing is, man, I love all my Eagles, old and new. I love Wentz. I love Randall. My dad is a big Randall Cunningham fan. That's how I grew up watching the Eagles. But let me ask you, how many NFC championships have Randall Cunningham or Carson Wentz been to?
Well, I'm not telling you Carson Wentz is all fame. Well, hold time out. I'm not telling you that either of them are Hall of Famers. I don't think Carson Wentz has a long way to go before we even start talking that he could be the franchise quarterback. So forget about that.
Right.
And when it comes to Randall, when it comes to Randall, I love Randall Cunningham. I'm telling you right off the bat. But he was the most wasted talent in the history of the franchise. No offensive line, no coaching. You know, he had okay receivers. They weren't great. But that guy was wasted talent. But he's not a Hall of Famer either.
And see, the thing is, but see, man, our fan base hate McNabb so much, and I can't understand why. I mean, he's the winningest quarterback we ever had by far. And listen, yes, he had Westbrook. Westbrook was incredible. I agree with everything you said about Westbrook. But, man, Wentz, and I love Wentz too, but, man, he got two potential Hall of Fame tight ends. He got a good offensive line as well. You know, Donovan didn't have a lot to work with at all, man.
Well, I disagree. Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, here's where we disagree. I'll without a doubt, the first 2 years, he didn't have sufficient wide receivers. He had great backs. He didn't have sufficient wide receiver. He had a great offensive line, and he had backs, and he had a tight end to throw to. But I agree with you, dynamic receivers. He didn't have dynamic receivers. But as a quarterback, look at the skill set as a quarterback. Was he a guy that was great at deciphering defenses?
I think that was a weakness of his, but I don't think no quarterback is perfect. I mean,
I'm going through. Hold on, I'm going through the litany of what makes a great quarterback. Did he have great touch with his throws? No.
I think he threw a deep ball very well.
Yes. But he had a terrifically strong arm. Like, here's a couple things he did great. He could throw an out. He had a cannon of an arm. Like, again, don't make it out to be I'm telling you he stinks, because I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you he was a very good quarterback. He could throw an out. He did not risk throwing interceptions, so he was smart with the football. He was late on throws. Like, he was a guy that you had to be open before he'd throw it. Now, he had an arm strength to get the ball there, but he didn't have great touch when you need to put touch on the ball.
And my last thing is, man, you brought up Peyton Manning earlier, but, man, he had two Hall of Fame. I'm going to tell you what Peyton had. And Peyton's great. You're not going to compare.
I'm just saying, you know, he's just Hall of Famer.
I do think McNabb was not on Peyton's level, but he was definitely round number five in amongst that era. He was like the fifth best quarterback maybe. But Peyton, man, two Hall of Fame wide receivers, possibly Hall of Fame tight end Dallas Clark, Edgerrin James. I mean, he was
Loaded. Without a doubt, loaded. Yeah, without a doubt. I don't disagree with that. I'm just telling you, like, when you look at it as a quarterback, and if you're going to be real about it, and look at these guys as quarterbacks, you know, Manning comes in before him and stays seasons, multiple seasons after him. Remember, five is done. He goes to Washington, and he's 34 years old when he's playing in Washington, and he's done.
Washington stinks.
All right, but again.
Ain't many quarterbacks that done well in Washington.
I agree, but he was done. That was his career.
Manning in Washington, he might suck too. You put Peyton in, he might
suck. Well, I don't think so, but whatever. I mean, I hear you, Dave. Thanks. Good stuff, man. Again, this is not a Rip 5 conversation. I'm just not interested in... I'm not moved by the past anymore when it comes to the Eagles. I'm not moved by it. It doesn't do anything for me. It was some good memories. And I think he was a good, very good quarterback. That's it. There was a lot of things he did not do well as a quarterback. And you can say what you want about Reed. He helped McNabb in a huge way. He's a really good coach for a quarterback. He helped him a ton. You know, I mean, I'm just calling it the way I say it. You can be a fan, and that's what it is. But I'll go line up NFL guys tell you the same thing. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with Chune is hanging out. Let's talk about Parks, shall we? You ready for the big game? Big Red is in the big game. Kansas City, San Fran, it's no secret, right? I'm Philly proud. When it comes to the home team, it's why we choose the home team at Parks Casino is my sports book of choice. Right here in Bucks County, the only sports book run by the number one casino, all PA. And we'll be tonight, Cousins Corner. Maybe we'll get into some good Super Bowl props. Get on it, talk a little hoops. Maybe some, look at some future stuff. And this is it, the big game, the last one of the season. So many ways to wager spreads, props, parlays, teasers. You got live in-game betting for the big game. Download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use my promo code. It's QB, like quarterback, 500. And get your first risk-free bet up to $500, which is refunded as a free bet in account credit. See the website for details. Use my promo code QB500. Get your first risk-free bet to $500. My sportsbook of choice should be yours. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Got to be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:52 on the subject of nostalgia today. It's not a throwback Thursday because as much as we're a nostalgic town and I'm a nostalgic person, I love to go back and talk about things and how things were, and I enjoy it. But it doesn't rule me. Now, I'm more nostalgic than, say, Mikey Miss, where Mike would never, ever look back past yesterday. And that's how he lives. I like the past, and I look back on it, and I think with fondness. But I don't need to live back there. And certain things, I look back, and I go, eh. Like, again, like when 2017 happens, I don't need to look back. I look back fondly. I have, you know, fond memories and look at it in totality and say it was a good era of Eagles football. But ultimately, I look back to 2017 and go, that was it. They finally did it. And part of that era of Eagles football, it makes 2017 so great because they were the kings of close. No team, other than maybe Buffalo and the Marv Levy years, were bigger kings of close than the Eagles. I mean, to be there in five NFC title games.
One in a row.
Right. You know, now the Bills and the Super Bowl is amazing.
Right.
But, you know, the Eagles are right there as the kings of close. Now, I'll ask you a question because this is interesting to me. Dave in Baltimore was talking about McNabb, and right away he was upset. Like, he was mad, because that's who was his guy, right? I understand it. Nobody wants to hear, if you love the guy that he was, and you think he was great and all that, and bag of chips, that, you know, he was good. He was, you know, very good, but not a Hall of Fame quarterback, no matter what the circumstances were. And it upset him. And right away he went to Carson Wentz. Right, he went to Randall, because his father was a Randall guy, and he went to Carson Wentz. You heard Dave go, oh, well, what has Wentz done? Like, nobody's saying that Wentz is a Hall of Fame quarterback right now. However, I'm going to put you to the test. You can have McNabb right now at the start of his career, or you can have Wentz. Now, I'm choosing Wentz 10 out of 10 times. And then I'll give you another one. And this will be unpopular. And I love AI. Love him. I mean, what a character. Like, not only a great scorer and just a, like an amazing, you know, single, like individual feat performer, but just an incredible performer and a character off the floor. You know, I mean, this is when, a lot more interesting when you're a character. Life was the only thing I think is better back then than today in any walk of life, in any aspect of life, way more characters back then.
Oh, yeah.
Life was more interesting before it became as homogenized as it is now. Let's face it, you know, that's what happens with connectivity. When the internet's there and we're all connected, we all become homogenized in a sense. Well, back then, you're not homogenized. And before everything's digital, it was characters, man.
Yeah, let's face it. People weren't friends with each other on other teams. There probably were, but like Bird and Magic.
Right.
Huge rivals.
Well, the other thing, too, is not people's recording everything. And, you know, so AI can act crazy and be crazy and do things and he's not being followed around by a bunch of cell phones.
You hear stories. You don't know if they're true or not.
Right, they're all legend and lore. Yeah, legend and lore is interesting. Characters are interesting. And he was a great character. That said, I'll take Ben Simmons over AI. I just think Ben's upside can be greater than AI's. Size alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, AI had the heart of a lion and was fearless. And that is not Ben right now. I think he's got a heart of a lion, but I don't know, you know, I don't want to say fearless because I think he's a tough kid, Australian tough, but he's wired differently. AI was wired that he didn't care. He was wired as a selfish player, which made him a great scorer. And Simmons is wired the complete opposite. But I'd take Ben Simmons over AI.
Huh.
If it started right now.
Now I agree with you with Carson. I don't know if I agree with you.
I'm sure you don't. I'm sure.
And I'm a big Ben guy.
Most people don't.
I'm a big Ben guy. But I would just I'm just imagining now how Allen Iverson in his prime would play alongside Joel Embiid. And I get the selfish nature at points and taking a bunch of shots and taking 40 shots a game, you name it, whatever. But Iverson
I got
and
news
Embiid
for you.
Together.
I will tell you straight up right now, those two could not play on the same team.
You don't think so?
No way. No shot.
It would be fascinating.
No shot.
The pick and roll game that they could run together?
Yeah, guess what? No shot. They would be at it. Are you kidding me? There's no.
It's like Donovan and T.O.
There's no way that works. Now, fear in theory, it could work. But in reality, not going to work.
I don't know. Joel loves Jimmy Butler.
Trust me on this part of it. You can call me nuts all you want, whatever. AI's limitation was his size. That was limitation.
Yes. I
got in trouble years ago when I said, and this was early in Kobe's career, and people got mad at me. I go, I'd rather have Kobe than AI. Because we used to have these Kobe AI debates.
Well, I would agree with you.
There. Well, no, it's easy now to agree, but back then, it wasn't a layup. But I would rather have Kobe than AI. Early, I said. Now, the Ben thing is a risk.
Yes.
Because you look at what he's not a finished player. AI, we know what he was as a player. I'd rather have Simmons. I think at 6'10", 11, running all day just like AI has a bigger upside that can portend to a greater player.
I get it. Like, let's face it, Simmons has been able to stay healthy, and it's probably because of his physique, and obviously he works out, but he's also 6'10", and he can take hits in the lane.
He's 23 years old.
Yeah, whereas AI got beat up. We all know the tailbone and all that stuff comes in finals time.
Listen, he's a warrior, so yes. do not take this as any bit of criticism here.
No, I'm saying, but Simmons, in terms of health alone, could survive some of those shots that AI took in the lane. Listen, but because he was 6 feet tall.
As great as AI was, what Simmons could do at his size and his ability to move could dwarf him. Literally and figuratively. You know, 34, 12, 12, and 5 steals.
Right.
And 2 blocks is an incredible stat line. But that should, what could be, and again, he may never turn out to that. And I would be wrong because I'm still banking on some future. Right? I'm still banking on growth. And if he stops right this second, then I lose.
Yes.
But I'm banking on that he's not stopping now.
You're banking on a 12-footer that he picks up, right, being aggressive, to the, like you saw against
because
the Nets.
I also saw a guy, and I love him, but let's be real. After that finals run, what happened? They didn't come close again.
Right. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.